decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peet.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney Peet.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
Well, the Dodgers might have been off today, but we're here.
We are here, Fred.
Yeah, we're going to fire this thing up till 3, Rodney.
Let's do it. Let's do it. And yes, they were off today. Yeah, let's just put it that way.
Yeah, it just seemed like it was a noon start, 9 o'clock in the morning here, and they weren't awake. I'm not making excuses for them because it wasn't pretty, but they weren't awake. Ryan Pepio, you could tell he was suffering from a case of the nerves. No question about that. Didn't give up a run. That's the good news.
And I like the way he worked himself out of jams, though, Fred. I mean, the first start, obviously, there's nerves. You know, got his family there. It's in Pittsburgh, and everybody's, you know, got their eyes wide open looking for you, waiting for you. And you, you know, had some rocky moments, but he got out of them jams. So I was didn't give up a run. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. All right. So now they're heading to the plane, fly back home, and they've got the Phillies in town, little home cooking for them. I think that'll be a good thing. Other stuff we need to talk about. Last night's Kings game was spectacular.
Wow.
That was a game. I mean, they came out, they scored first. Edmonton fought back. I got to tell you, Edmonton might be the least composed team in the playoffs I think I've ever seen. They're like a bunch of kids. And if you watch the ESPN coverage, which I did, of the game last night, they got to stop. They just got to stop right now. It could not. I don't know if the broadcast crew, Leah Hextall, called the play-by-play. I think she works for Sportsnet in Canada as well. But it is so obvious and so apparent that the only thing they want is for the Oilers to win. And I never say that. I've done play-by-play. Rodney, you've worked in those situations as well. No one's rooting for anybody. Even though home fans in certain markets get upset, you're not rooting for anybody. I have to tell you, they are absolutely rooting for the Oilers. The Kings were ahead. Connor McDavid hadn't done a thing. And the announcer is, boy, Connor McDavid, he's getting ready now. He's firing it up. He hadn't done anything. Oh, here they come. Here they come? You're doing a national broadcast and it's here they come? I thought, wow. Wow, was that way over the top.
I think you're overreacting, Fred. I think you're overreacting because you're a Kings fan. We live in L.A. and, you know, you hear – you know, a little more inflection when it comes to the Oilers. But I think, you might be blowing it out of proportion.
Rodney, I don't think so. As a guy that has done it, I've done it for a living.
Yes. Fred. But you're a Kings fan, so I think you're hearing it through different kind of ears, Fred.
Okay. So the Kings have the lead.
I'm not saying that there wasn't a little inflection now. Don't get me wrong.
A little inflection?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. You know, I think the hockey world, obviously there's a bias that Canadian hockey is much better than hockey down here, and you know the teams are better. There's a little bias, especially when it comes to announcers, because I've watched sports and I've watched hockey games when I've spent time in Vancouver with Holly when she's filming up there, so I could tell that definitely there's a little attitude with the Canadian teams versus the teams that are down here.
Well, anyway, so the Kings jump out to a lead. Edmonton fights back. The Kings have not been able to score on the power play. They have a power play, so they finally score, and then Edmonton scores a shorthanded goal. The game goes into overtime. Edmonton at home, 79% of the teams that win game 5 of a 7-game series in the NHL win the series. So you come out and you expect Edmonton is going to be on fire in front of their home crowd, knowing that this is pivotal, knowing that 79% of the teams that win this game win the series. They come out and the Kings punch them right in the mouth.
Boom.
Just punched them right in the mouth. And they were so exhausted from chasing the Kings around all night that the great Connor McDavid, the Messiah, the greatest player in hockey history, even if the guy wasn't playing, they'd say it's all about Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid gets gassed, just gassed, as they start overtime. He's so gassed, he tries to get off the ice. As the great Connor McDavid tries to get off the ice, all of a sudden, the puck is turned over in the neutral zone, and here comes Adrian Kempe.
Yes.
So Connor McDavid, the great star he is so gassed, he can't turn around. It's too late. Kempe goes right by him. And now here he comes, breaking in on the right side. Quick move on the defender in front. Skates to the left, puts the puck in the net. And the Kings win the game 5-4.
Let's go home.
The get on the plane. Get back here as soon as you can. They yes. can wrap it up tomorrow night at the Crypt.
It was like a minute into overtime they scored?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Hockey himself was just gassed. I guess when you are the sport.
And you're Mr. Hockey?
When you are everything and every
So many
player,
demands on your time. You don't have time.
I guess, you
Could
know.
Get off the ice.
He was so just beat that he tried to get off the ice and right by him. The great Connor McDavid. And the other guy they keep talking about is Draisaitl. Oh, when he fires it up, you better back up, brother, because that's going to be it. I said it the other day. Why don't you just marry him? Why don't you just marry him if you love him so much? Why don't you bring him into your home and let him live with you? Because it was embarrassing what they did. And the Kings went on top of that. Now, there's one other point I want to make. And I said this the other day. I said the Oilers are like a bunch of petulant children. They have zero composure. They are emotionally out of control. These are the kids that you would sit in the back of the room facing the wall in class. Right when I was in elementary school.
You frequent that position a lot in elementary school?
I spoke so much that they made me sit in the back of the room. Then I kept raising my hand.
Shocking.
No, wait. This is true. Then I kept raising my hand and raising my hand. So they made me turn around and face the back wall. I was that kid. Everybody faced forward and saw the teacher. I had to face the back wall because they didn't want me to talk anymore. So then I got up during class, and the back wall faced a sink with some drawers. Now, I don't know if this was safe or not in fifth grade.
Oh, no.
But I got up, and I opened one of the drawers because I was bored. I'm sure the teacher saw me, but thank God I wasn't talking. And there was a knife in there. I'm not lying.
Oh, no.
And I sat back down in my seat facing the wall. And the wall was covered with a bulletin board. And I started, and I'd throw that knife and stick it right in the bulletin board. I'd get up,
wait.
Pull the knife out, sit back down, throw the knife, and stick it in the bulletin board because they wouldn't let me talk.
You pull the knife out of the drawer.
Yes.
And you're throwing it at the bulletin board.
Correct.
In the back of the class.
To see if it would stick.
And then get up, pull it out, and do it again.
I did it again. Yes.
You are that bad kid, aren't you?
Yeah, then she took the knife from me. Then I couldn't do anything.
I wonder why she took the knife from me, Fred.
You ever seek out psychiatric help there, Fred?
I was bored. They wouldn't let me talk.
Playing with knives in class?
I was a good student.
What's wrong with you?
I was a good student. In my life, I got one SWAT, as a matter of fact, from Don Landy, the principal.
You got a SWAT?
A SWAT. Yeah, I got a SWAT one time because I threw a piece of clay in the teacher's eye, and they gave me a SWAT, and it was from Don Landy, the principal, who was a very nice man. Now, Don Landy only had one arm. So when he gave you a SWAT, that one arm was really solid.
So it was a good arm that gave him the SWAT.
Oh, yeah.
That arm got strong because he only had one.
That's right. And Don Landy's brother owned Landy's Meat Market.
Oh, Lord.
In Central Phoenix. I just throw that in.
Right.
So that was the only time I got a SWAT.
So any disposable it's situations his brother had it handled.
That's right. Sure.
And he had it handled.
Right. He had it handled. Anyway, I got one SWAT. What I'm saying is that's how I look at the Edmonton Oilers. That's how I view them. The kids you put in the back of the room facing the wall. And then they go and find something and throw it against the wall. So they had to have a SWAT.
And last night they got swatted, all right.
They got, yeah. Right. And remember the guy I told you about, Darnell Nurse?
Yeah.
The game at Staples where he was skating around telling the official to F off three times?
Yeah.
Okay. Last night, you know, because he's such a clean player as it is, he headbutted Philip Deneau. Headbutted him. He's out for the game tomorrow night at the Crypt. He's suspended by the league. Somebody had to do something about that guy.
He's out of control.
He is completely and totally out of control. And that guy is a big part of what they do. What they are is a bunch of bullies. They're just a bunch of bullies. That's right.
You don't like that, Fred?
I don't like it.
No. I think this is the first time I've heard Fred like actually fan out. You sound like a fanboy right now, Fred.
Yeah.
Oh, those petulant Oilers. What the hell is wrong with them? Bully. They're bullies. Oh, Connor McDavid's the savior. What the hell? Forget him. You realize you sound like a fanboy right now, Fred.
I am giving you an objective observation. I am a fan, but I'm giving you an objective observation. If you watch these games.
But don't you like your team to be bullies a little bit? Every team has the bullies.
Yeah, but it's one thing to be a – okay. I mean, we have Lemieux. I don't play for the team. The Kings have Lemieux, to your point, yes. Fanboy. The Kings have Lemieux. Okay, yeah. He can play physical. He can play rough. He can mix it up a little bit. But the entire team doesn't go out there and just start trying to ram people, and that's what you get. I mean, there's some finesse to the game. They play hockey. It's not just a brawl out there trying to intimidate everybody. The Kings are smaller than Edmonton, and they skate right by them. Good. Good on the Oilers. They deserve to lose.
Wow. Wow. Sounds like the Oilers just made your top five list in all, you know, most hated teams in the Rogan household.
I don't like them. I'm just telling you that right now. I don't like
Who
them.
Knew? Who knew the Edmonton Oilers, you know, put such a thorn in your side, Fred?
Every time my Edmonton Oiler bust story.
No, I'm sure it's a good one.
All right, so years ago, I can't remember. It was forever ago. I'm doing play-by-play for NBC Sports. I'm doing regional football, all right? And what I would do is I would stay down at the Marriott downtown by the airport. I think it was a Marriott. The night before, I had to fly out because I'd leave early in the morning. So NBC said, go stay at the hotel, get up, go. So I'm there, and I can't remember where I'm flying to. I get up, and the little shuttle bus pulls up in front, you know, that takes you to the airport, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm kind of tired anyway because the flight is really early in the morning, so I kind of stumble out of the hotel. My eyes are kind of blurry, and I get on this bus, and I sit out. Okay? Let's go. I got to catch a flight. Anyway, I get this really eerie feeling that people are staring at me. You know, you just kind of sense it, but it's early in the morning, so you don't really realize. So people are staring at me. Mm-hmm. I'm just sitting there. And then I realize everybody on the bus is staring at me. And I look, and they're all dressed the same, and they're all about the same age. And I realize, wait a minute. I didn't get on the shuttle bus to go to the terminal. I got on the Edmonton Oilers team bus as they were leaving Los Angeles. So now I realize what I've done. I have to make a decision. Now, if you jump off the bus, you look like a complete fool, right? You do. It's like...
Why?
Because I would just feel foolish.
You didn't realize until you were... the bus had taken off and you were rolling
to
the airport.
No, the bus was about to go.
Okay.
Okay.
Why would you look like a fool if you got off the bus? You didn't want to... Hey, you ain't no punk? Is that the way you were looking at it,
right,
Fred?
I ain't no punk, Rodney. I ain't no punk. So these people are all looking at me. The driver of the bus looks at me. And I tell the guy, I need to go to American Airlines. So the bus dropped me off at American Airlines and then took them to their plane and they left. Because I wouldn't get off the bus because I'm no punk. I stayed on the bus.
Wait. So you got on the team bus.
Yes.
Nobody knew who you were.
No. But I acted
and
like.
And they actually took you to American Airlines.
Yeah, I said I have to go to American Airlines. Yeah.
They actually took you there.
Right. Because I seemed like I knew what I was doing.
Did you speak to anybody when you got on that bus?
Oh, God, no. It was early in the morning.
Other than the bus driver, you just said, take me to American. I'm going to sit down here.
That's exactly what I did.
You take me to American, damn it.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right. I'm not a punk. You take me.
There's a difference between hockey and football. You got on a team bus, the wrong team bus in football. They'd have thrown you off the bus head first, Fred.
Yeah. Well, I didn't.
You don't even know who are you? Get the hell out of here.
Well, I'm sure that's what they were thinking, but they probably thought I belonged there too because of the way I reacted. Like I belong here. So I just sat there and they took me to American Airlines.
Good thing you were Switzerland. You weren't wearing any Kings gear or anything like that.
Oh, that would have been bad. Yeah. No, I'd have been off the bus. They'd have thrown me off the bus.
Yeah.
That's my Edmonton Oilers team bus story.
Yeah. Rather than getting off and going, hey, you know what? I'm on the wrong bus. Let me go catch the other shuttle, the next shuttle, or get away to the airport. You actually stayed on their team bus.
Correct.
And said, drop me at American.
That's exactly what I did.
Wow. That takes some big brass ones, Fred.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that very much.
Stop disrespecting me, bro.
Yeah. Thank you, Rodney.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
That's gangster right there, Fred.
Well,
I like it.
Right. So I've had it out for these guys for years. I've had it. And tomorrow the Kings wrap it up.
Well, did you have it out for him before Gretzky got here? Did you hate him too? Did it take you a while when he got to L.A. to say, okay, I can tolerate you? Because he, you know, came from Edmonton.
Ever tell you my Wayne Gretzky story?
You're like Rodney Dangerfield. You got a million of them.
You want one more story?
Yeah.
Okay.
We ain't got nothing to do.
All right. So this is one of the stupidest things I've ever done in my life. This
shocker. No, this can't be.
No, this is. So Gretzky comes to town.
There's a lot to choose from, I'm sure.
Well, you tell me where this one ranks.
Okay.
Gretzky comes to town, and I'm doing a live shot for the news at 6 o'clock before the game. Okay. And this is a period of time, and if you followed hockey for any period of time, you know that many years ago, all the sticks were made of wood. Mm-hmm. Not, they're not made of wood anymore. Goalie stick is. Everybody else, it's like an aluminum. It's something. Yeah. It's not wood. So Gretzky comes down, and he says, we start doing the live shot, and he goes, hey, I want to show you. We're using a new stick tonight. Look at this. And he holds it up, and he explains it, and no one had ever seen it before. And I'm thinking, wow, that's pretty cool, and it was great that you did it for me. You know, so it's over. And he goes, you know what? I'm giving you this stick because I'm giving the stick to you. So I would have had one of the first sticks.
Wow.
And he just...
Wait. You would have. Where's this story going?
Well, here's the problem.
Oh, no.
So he gives me the stick, and I hold the stick, and we wrap it up, and I'm really thrilled. And for whatever reason, I have to, you know, take off my earpiece and all that stuff. So I just put the stick against the back of the bench, right? I put it down. I take off all my stuff. I'm much younger then, and I'm pretty psyched. Wayne Gretzky came out, did this live shot, and he gave me the stick. So I'm pretty excited that this happened. What do? I walk out of there.
You left the stick.
I left the stick. I left the stick on the bench. Don't shake your head, Kevin. Don't do that. But I absolutely did.
When did you realize you left the stick?
I realized I left the stick just as the game was starting. And I realized that I would not be allowed back on the bench during the game to get the stick. And
really?
And then in that situation, I felt like such an idiot. I wasn't going to go to the Kings and say, hey, Gretzky gave me a stick for tonight, and he wanted me to have it, but I forgot it on the bench, so can I have it now? I didn't do that. So I just lost that stick. Yeah. That was one of the dumbest things I've ever done.
It's a shocker that you did not go back and say, hey, Gretzky left me this stick. Can I get the stick? Because that sounds more like you than just letting it go.
Oh, I would do that today in a heartbeat.
Yes.
Because I don't care anymore. Back then, I thought, I don't want to upset anybody. You know, I'm still young, and... you know, I don't want anybody to know what a fool I was.
You don't want to upset anybody, but you still stayed on the bus.
I didn't care about those guys. Those guys didn't affect me one bit. All right, we still have to talk. Last night was a big night in Los Angeles sports. I mean, last night the Dodgers won, and that wasn't even the big story. The Kings won to go up 3-2, and that wasn't even the big story. The big story was the no-hitter in Anaheim. We're going to touch on that next. Hey, make sure you log on to our Instagram at AM570LA Sports for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Kings face off tomorrow against the Oilers and the chance to win an overnight stay at the East Central Hotel. Enjoy an unforgettable night in Los Angeles. With an overnight stay at the luxurious, urban, chic East Central Downtown Los Angeles Hotel, located right across the street from the Crypt. Book your room today at eastcentralhotel.com. Kings playoff hockey. Go Kings, go. Rodney, a quick shout-out. Got to do it. Reed Detmers, 22-year-old rookie, threw a no-hitter for the Angels last night.
Love it.
They are on fire. They are firing on all cylinders.
Oh, yes. We all know, you know, Mike Trout is going to do his thing, and Otani's been, you know, last year and this year. He told everybody. He warned everybody. He was coming for it.
Yep.
And he's the real deal. Now the others are coming through, Fred. Now the others are playing. And they're an exciting team to watch. They really are.
Man, they're fun.
12-0. Shut them out.
Anthony Rendon, ninth inning. Eighth inning. It's so bad, Tampa puts a position player into pitch. An outfielder, I think, goes into pitch, right? Okay. So Rendon says, yeah, you know, we know this guy's just going to lob one up here. We're up by 11 runs at this point. I don't hit left-handed. I'm a right-handed hitter, but I'm going to hit left-handed. I'll just bat left-handed against this guy. Guy throws a pitch and Rendon hits a home run, hitting left-handed. I don't think he's ever hit left-handed in his life.
Oh, that's not true. Of course he has.
Hits it out of the park.
That's great, though. Hey, you're going to put a position player up there. Why not? You want to mock the game? I'll mock it by turning on the other side and hit left-handed. Yeah. And hit a home run.
Mock you. There you go.
I think he's messed around and play and hit left-handed a few times, though, Fred.
Yeah, well, I don't think in a game.
Maybe not, but the guys do it in batting practice all the time.
Well, here's the thing. When you're hot, you're hot.
Yeah, you are.
And the Angels are scorching. They've got the best record in baseball right now. And they lead the majors in home runs.
Here's the question. Does it last?
If that
is
pitching,
sustainable?
If that pitching hangs in there, I mean, they're going to be ups and downs. Look, the Dodgers have the best lineup in baseball. Yeah. There are going to be some ups and downs.
They stay relatively healthy. Like, they don't lose half their staff.
Right.
Right. And Trout and Otani and Rendon, they pretty much, you know, they're going to miss some games, obviously. But stay relatively healthy throughout the season. Do they sustain?
I'll put it like this. They're for real.
Yeah.
This is not an aberration. They definitely are for real. Call Pacific Coast Termite for a free home inspection before termites start doing their damage. Certain restrictions apply. Mention AM570. Get 10% off termite treatments and a 2-year guarantee on their work. Call 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Before we get out of here, we need some spirituality. We'll do it quickly. And welcome on Vic the Brick with a daily haiku. And Vic, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Fred. It's good to see the NHL taking the garbage out of the game tomorrow for Game 6. As Darnell Nurse, you know, channeling his inner cocoa butter Bobo Brazil on Philip Darnot. Adios, Nurse, for Game 6. I'm with you, Fred. It's the commentary is abusive.
Well, my friend Ron Fleischman listens to the show, and he texted me spot on about the announcers. They rooted all night, which they did, telling the viewers how the Oilers will come back.
Gretzky is not skating for the Oilers. You know, Connor McDavid is not the great Gretzky. He's Connor McDavid. You're right. He was exhausted. He couldn't even get off the ice. But I want to give love for the Kings. What a tremendous overtime. And again, they had every right to say, you know, we blew a two-goal lead. We're in their barn. They have all the momentum. And yet, you know, there is Adrian Kempe with that surge of power and speed.
Yeah.
And beating Smith. That was just a gorgeous move, a gorgeous play. You're right, Fred. They're going to wrap it up tomorrow at Crypto because they have the momentum, although there is no momentum in this wacky series. And McClellan, great coaching. Give some love to Ian McClellan, the head coach of your LA Kings. He's been sensational. You know, putting in Anastasio yesterday, that great substitution. Anyway, sensational game by the Kings. Congratulations to the Angels, no-hitter. To Detmers, that was sensational. And the Dodgers are back home for 8. They're okay.
They're fine.
They're okay. You know, it's a long season, man, and our lineup is so strong. Good afternoon, Rodney Pete.
VTB!
Hey, Rodney.
Yes, sir.
Executive producer. Rogan and Rodney Show, please give it up. It's Kevin Figures.
Sean.
On the ones and the twos. He's sweet audio dynamite. It's Ronnie Fascio.
I'm feeling you.
Hey, Ronnie. This haiku for you is from Hanzan. H-A-N-Z-A-N. Hanzan.
Ooh, nice.
Like, almost like hands-on. Hanzan.
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 The first butterfly of spring. this creature without bones alights on stiff plum blossoms. A feeling you! Welcome home, Dodgers!
Ooh, what was that?
Perhaps I hit the gong a little too hard.
Sounded like you had cymbals. Tell you the truth.
Did I hear a butterfly without bones?
Oh, yeah.
Without bones.
That's what you call
somebody. Without bones.
That's what you call somebody who slumps over in a chair. No bone man.
No bones?
No bone man. You're just kind of slumping over like you got no bones.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. Huh? All right. Ronnie, Kevin, thank you. I know you're exhausted. Wow. We work 40 minutes today.
Yes.
Ronnie, we better get ready. We're doing a full show tomorrow.
No. Get warmed up. Start your stretching now, Fred.
All right. See you tomorrow.